Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. GeraldandYvette.com. And I'm drinking sparkling, barely. I'm barely drinking sparkling apple. The rest is on the floor. All right, ladies, let's go. Help for the helpmeet. I'm the author. We are helpmeets that are suitable, and we're going to do this. GeraldandYvette.com is our website. Get your blankets. Get your warrior sweatshirt. Help me. Warrior sweatshirts are out. I made it through, and we're going to do this tip. All right. Ooh, so we're going to be cozying up with a blanket these days in the wintertime. That's what we're going to do for sips and tips. You get your sparkling juice, and you get your blanket. You get ready for the tip of the day. The tip for the week. All right. I start talking about the scriptures I prayed over my husband. The scriptures that I pray over my husband. I know that I have my locked and loaded. Where's locked and loaded? Being grown somewhere. Locked and loaded prayer books. I see loaded. I don't think I got locked. Oh, I got locked and loaded. Look at me. We got locked and loaded. You understand why? You understand why this is important? Because it's full of scriptures. I declare scriptures over my husband. You got to know scripture to declare scripture. So I'm helping you out with these volume one and volume two. You need these in your arsenal. You need to be praying scriptures over your husband. But I'm going to tell you, you need to know the scriptures over your husband that you need to pray because you're his helpmeet. So there's some things in there, and I suggest you get it. Pray it till you see it. But let me just tell you, there are some things, because you're his helpmeet, that you know he needs. That if you ask God, that God is going to tell you that he needs. And then you got to put some studying in. What's going on in his life? Because let me give you a tip. Stop praying what you want all the time. Sip. What little bit of sparkling juice I have left. Stop just praying what you want. I want him to do this, and I want him to do that, and so I'm going to pray this, and I'm going to pray. What does he need? Find scriptures about who he is. Find scriptures about what he needs. Find scriptures about his destiny. Find scriptures about his next goals. There you go. Homework. I said it. You might as well sit, because I'm giving homework. Find out one of his goals for next year. For the end of the year. Let's finish strong. Find out a goal. What's one of the things he wants to accomplish by the end of this year? And what's one of the things he wants to accomplish next year? Find two scriptures. And I can't check on those of you who are not in my mentoring group. But think. I won't check on those in the army. His goal for the end of the year, ask him. If you don't know your king, ask God something that your king might need. Even though you don't know him, you don't know what God's going to tell you. Because don't just say, oh, I'm not married. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm not sure. Oh, I don't know. He's not talking to me. That you're defeated before you start if you talk like that. Don't do that. God knows. But if you ask him, what are you trying to accomplish by the end of the year? And if you look at him crazy, I pray you hear my voice. Sip. Don't look at him crazy. Don't speak negatively. Don't say, well, that's not a goal. But then look up a scripture and then let him know. If you can, if you can't, then do it on your own. Stop being so negative. Stop trying to find a reason not to do something. Well, I don't know. And he doesn't believe in the Bible. Stop it. Find scriptures, two scriptures that will solidify that goal. So let's say he wants to write a book. Then you get a scripture about writing. your pen is as a ready, tongue is as a ready writer. There are scriptures about everything, about worship, about completing things, about loving more, about having more time, whatever the case may be, a better job, you know, a raise, making more money, finding business partners, doing better in business. Whatever his goal is, you find scriptures. And don't just let it be something simple like you can do all things through Christ. That's great. Do that. But dig a little deeper. Stop trying to have everybody else put more work into your marriage than you put into your own marriage. Have you looked up scriptures? Are you speaking scriptures over your king? Are you praying scriptures? Are you asking God? Or do you just want God to fix them and everybody else? Go pray for my husband. God fix my husband. And then you go to sleep? No. Wake up. Get up. Get up early. Declare over him. Declare over him. Mm-hmm. Declare scriptures. Do you have your help for the Help Meet book? If he says, I don't know, then ask God. And if he says, I don't know, you need to be praying scriptures that your husband trusts you enough to tell you what his goals are. Because if you can talk to your husband and your husband is not feeling comfortable enough to tell you. Now, some of them struggle with communication. And so you just give them some time. You don't have to say, I need to know right now. Just think about it. And whatever it is that you're trying to complete for the year, I want to pray for you. Some of them might laugh because you've never asked them before. I know Gerald didn't believe me when I first started asking. I had to be consistent. And he should be comfortable with me. What are you going through? What do you need? Ask some questions. And if they can't tell you, you need to know. You need to be listening. He might be walking through the kitchen and he might say, I've been really tired lately. So one of the things he needs is strength and stamina. I'm about to say, duh, pay attention. You're a help me. I need more time. They tell you if you listen. If you want to know, you will know. I'll just leave it at that. Begin to declare scriptures over your husband. Speaking the word of God gives assurances and will allow you to stand firm. For the Bible tells us that if one spouse can hold on and stay righteous, believing in what the word says and speaking it, this can be enough to cause the other spouse to come to Christ, cause the other spouse to be sanctified, cause the other spouse to come back into the union. All kinds of things can happen when you speak the word. What I'm giving you is homework that you should be doing all the time. Now, don't get stuck on these two scriptures and try to do them forever. You need to be speaking new scriptures over your king constantly, continuously. Wake up. Wake up. He's got needs. Wake up. He's got desires. Wake up. You got to speak scripture. So don't just say, oh, that's nice. No, you hear something he said he wants. You hear something you know he needs. God tells you something. Find it in the scripture. Find a scripture to speak and then speak it so much that you memorize it. Oh, all right. That's the tip. Y'all got homework. Get it together. You have homework. We just did the intimacy webinar. You want to become intimate with your husband? Talk to him and support him in the things he's doing. Support him in the things that he's doing and bring intimacy to your communication. It will also increase the intimacy sexually, because married people should be having intercourse. And I said that, and you need to sip. And if you missed the webinar, So you're speaking these scriptures until you're memorizing, because you should be walking through your house declaring things over your king. Declaring. Driving, walking into Walmart, declare over your king. You don't have to be a closed up somewhere. It's nice if you got a prayer closet. That's awesome. But can you pray while you're doing dishes? Can you decree and declare while you're putting the laundry in? While you're praying over his clothes, can you declare scripture so he even wears and he's clothed in those scriptures? That's what I need to know. That's how you become suitable. You got to be able to pray. Pray scripture. Not just pray what you want. Not just pray what you think he should be doing. Pray the scripture. Now, this book is full of scripture. These prayer books are full of scripture. Some of you can look in your Locked and Loaded. They just got new names, Locked and Loaded. That's not their real name. This Help Me Prayers for Her King. You find these scriptures, you find these, and some of you may say, oh, that's a great scripture for his goal. Look it up. While you're folding his clothes, while you're putting lotion on his back, while you're whatever, speak those scriptures. If speaking scriptures offends him, don't say them out loud. Don't ask me dumb questions. I'm on fire right now. Don't ask me dumb questions, because that's not I'm supposed to say that no question is dumb. I'm a retired educator. I broke the golden rule. No question is dumb. Let me calm down. Don't ask me a question like, what if he doesn't want to hear the script? Then don't say it out loud. Lord have mercy. Some people don't want to do the right thing. So you come up with one of that. If he allows you to speak the scripture, then speak the scripture. If that offends him, then obviously don't do it. And then make that a goal for you, that the scriptures won't offend him. Because you're a walking Bible. And he's going to love the scriptures, because you just the scripture. You are a scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Just make it happen. Don't try to not be suitable. Make an effort to be suitable. That's a tip. Because when you don't want to do it, you say, well, the last time I said a scripture, he didn't like it, so I guess I shouldn't do that. No, do the scripture when you can. Okay, do the scripture at the right time. Use some wisdom. Yes, help me. Suitable is a strategist. All right. Help of the help me. Book and workbook. You need it. You need it. Get a blanket. Cuddle up. Study to show yourself approved. Wrap yourself in this blanket. Love covers all. It's going to remind you. Wrap it up. Okay, let me get myself together. Get you some sparkling juice, because it's available in the stores. Get your blanket. Wrap up and let's get to work. This is the end of the year. We're going to end the year strong as help me that are suitable. All right, I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. GeraldandYvette.com. And it's time for me to go clean up all of the sparkling juice that I spilled all over the floor. But let's finish strong and speak new scriptures. Now, those of you who have been in my mentoring group for a long time, I know you already do this. Can you find some new scriptures, please? Can you ask him? If there's something new going on, something you can pray for him. Can you ask him? And if you can't ask him, make that the goal. Now, if you're not married yet, then you take a few scriptures about like career. You take some scriptures about health, because every man is going to most likely have a career. Every man needs to be healthy. Every man is a kingdom man. Like, look up scriptures like that, so that he that he finds you, that he is awake and aware. Mm-hmm. Those are the scriptures you do if you're not married. But if you are married, Holy Spirit knows exactly what your king needs. And those needs change. And we'll talk about that on another tip. So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Love covers all. Blankets are available on our Gerald and Yvette .com in red. Because the black is gone. Got to move quickly. I do have a black, I'm a help me warrior blanket. I have black ones. I forgot about that. Y'all like the warrior, the new warrior logo? So it's black. The new warrior logo is white and yellow on the black blanket. I have those. I forgot. In black. Get yourself a help me warrior blanket and then act like one. Don't just get a shirt and a blanket, but you don't act like one. Are you warring on behalf of your king? Declare, I'm a helpmeet warrior. Just make the declaration and finish strong. See, helpmeet warriors understand that the sword is the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And so that means if you are a warrior, you speak the word of God because you use your sword. Use your sword. So don't just try to be cute. Now to help me warrior, shirts are cute now. And this blanket is cute. But don't just be cute. Be powerful. And cute. While you're doing it. Be strategic. Be relentless. And then cute. Be dangerous in the spirit realm. And then cute. That's a whole different sip. I'm dangerous and cute while I'm doing it. Because I'm a help me warrior. Tenacious. That's what I'm saying. All that. That's a help me warrior. One who speaks scripture. It's a sword. Don't get me started on the sword. Because I'll start swinging. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me on the couch. I will see you Tuesday. Yes, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want each and every one of you on prayer. Don't be holding out on your husband. And I had a good question. What if you know this and what if you know that? What about it? If you're fighting for your family, what about it? What if he is? If you're fighting for your family... What about it? Anyway, disclaimer. That's what I got to do. Because you want your family and you're holding out intimacy or you all are not intimate, that's a problem. You're married and you're not intimate, that's a problem. Check yourself. I don't mean every day and all that, unless that's what he wants. Let me be quiet, you know? But I'm just saying, should be open and free. Get it together. I bet if you ask God, he'll tell you. Ask God. You don't have to ask me. Ask God. And don't question. You hear him very clearly. You might not want to hear him, but you will hear him and he will speak the word. Okay. All right. If you need a mentor, and you're ready to learn spiritual warfare and be held accountable, get in the army. Get in the army. Don't ask no more questions. Just get in the army. You got homework. You got work in the morning. And these scriptures need to be spoken over these kings. So let's get to work. All right. Good night.